Welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. On today's episode, we are going to talk about the desire to have somebody else save us. You know the feeling when you feel like running away and have that, maybe that Prince Charming come and sweep you off your feet and save the day? Well, today we're going to talk about that feeling and we're going to talk about some tips on what you can do to step into your power. Hi, my name is Lisa Snyder, and if you're new to this podcast, I am a medium and medical intuitive and spiritual empowerment teacher. And the goal of this podcast is to help empower you so that you can connect with your inner wisdom and your inner guidance. And we do that by helping you release stress and pain so that you can heal. So let's get into today's topic. Think back to a time that was especially difficult for you. Do you remember thinking you wish somebody would come and just rescue you? I know I have. And have you ever had thoughts where you wish you could just kind of like run away from your life? Like you could just literally step out of your body and go someplace else and say, not that you want to leave the, not that you want to leave Earth, but you just want to somehow just run away from yourself. It's kind of like that old saying, it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter where you live. You take you with you. My experience is that's incredibly true. That desire is to look external. That desire is the conditioning and training that we've had over the centuries. And I believe it's also hardwired into our energetic makeup that we are looking for somebody else, whether it's the government, whether it's our parents, whether it's a spouse, you name it, to come and rescue us. And that is the conditioning of us looking outside of ourselves. And so what Spirit is asking us to do is to remember our higher self. Spirit is asking us to remember that our soul, in its infinite wisdom, in its infinite guidance, is ultimately guiding us whether we like it or not, whether we realize it or not, and whether we accept it or not. Now, what does this mean? This means that we can choose to not follow the guidance. And when that happens, you're going to feel kind of icky. You're going to feel out of alignment. Your actions, your behaviors, your emotions are not going to feel, well, they're not going to feel very good. That's one way of knowing that you're out of alignment with your higher self, your soul. Okay, so what can you do about this? Well, the very first thing you can do is just sit down and set the intention. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, soul. Hello there. Hi, it's Lisa. I know we haven't really talked directly in like ever, but I could really use your help. Okay, what's happening here? You are opening the doorway of communication. You are setting your intention. You are opening up. You're not trying to block your inner wisdom, your inner guidance. All right, so what's next? Okay, look, you know, I'm really having a challenging time right now with XYZ, and I would really, really appreciate your guidance. You know what is perfect for me. You know what is in my best interest. So could you please help me realize the signs? Could you please help send the right people? And when you do that, which of course you're always doing, please help me recognize those signs. Well, what am I doing there? Again, setting the intention, being specific, asking for guidance. I think it's really interesting because even though we are aspects of our higher selves having this human experience, I believe we still have free will and free choice, but our emotions indicate when we're out of alignment with our higher purpose. You're not feeling good, right? You feel like you want to run away from your life. You feel like you want to have somebody come and fix it. When ultimately what this whole process is about, and what I've learned sometimes the hard way, is that we are meant to recognize our divinity. We are meant to recognize our connection with the all that is, the highest vibrational frequency of love and light where our soul resides, where our soul is perfectly protected and safe and love. Because when we're having this human experience, it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day chaos. You can just turn on the news, you can look at social media, and you can get overwhelmed very, very quickly. And when we get caught up in the day-to-day muckety muck, we forget, well, I know I forget what it's really for. What is this really about? What is this teaching me? And when I catch myself feeling that way, I immediately go and change my environment. I'll go for a walk. I will go get up and read a book. I will journal, anything that will change the pattern of behavior, the pattern of my thinking monkey mind, and just set the intention to realign with my highest self. Now, there's something I really want to stress with you right now. As you're aware, if you're listening to this podcast, you are choosing to be part of the solution. I really and truly believe if you are resonating with the messages on this podcast, you want to know how you can do your best part. And here's the thing I want you to remember. You have everything you need within. You have the love, you have the power, and you have the guidance. Sometimes we just need a little help and we need some tools to remember that. Okay? So there's nothing that I do or anybody else out there, whether it's a monk, whether it's a teacher that is really famous for doing specific thought processes, there is nothing that any of us, myself included, that is above who you are and what you are doing. We may have some experience in an area that makes it easier for us to remember, and our mission is to help share that thought system. Okay? So you have everything you need within. You have the power, you have the love, you have everything you need. Sometimes, again, just need a little help remembering that. Please remember that if you are listening to teachings that are filling you up with gloom and doom and fear, if you don't do this, you're going to go to here. If you don't do that, then you're not spiritual enough. Walk away from those teachings. Spirit is pure love. The all that is, the energy is love. And science has even proven these different energetic states and these different energetic frequencies. Lower vibrational frequencies like fear and worry and panic are going to be out of alignment with your soul, which is pure and perfect energetic love. So for these spiritual matters, these spiritual teachings, connect with your heart center. And if it doesn't feel good, that means you're out of alignment with your higher self, your soul. Does that make sense? I hope so. Now, also another tip I want to share with you. When you are connecting with your soul, or when you are connecting in meditation, I encourage you to A, clear your space energetically on occasion. So it could be clapping your hands. It could be ringing a little bell. It could be burning your favorite incense like sage or Palo Santo. It's really your intention that makes the difference. And when you are connecting with the higher realms of love and light, always set the intention that you are connecting with your soul level, that the highest vibrational frequency of love and light is what you are working with. Because as you're aware, there's lots of chaos energy out there, and you want to make sure you are connecting with the highest loving frequencies. What do we do when we're having a tough time and we want to run away from our problems and wanting to have somebody else solve the problems? Here's what you do. Look in the mirror. That's who's going to solve the problems. You might need to ask for help. You might need to ask for guidance, and that's okay. But ultimately, it's yours and my responsibility to take care of ourselves. This is an opportunity for us to step into our power. And when we do that, we are able to share and spread the light that our highest self wants us to express, because we are not giving our power away. We are accepting and owning and believing in the true power of the energetic space of love. So look in the mirror, get the help when you need it, but ultimately, it's our responsibility to take care of and to, quote, rescue ourselves. If you've made it this far in the podcast, you know I love to pull a card for you from Spirit. And I just want to remind you that I have a workshop that'll be coming up in March of 2025, depending on when you listen to this podcast. And if you want to stay up to date with the current information, please visit my website at lisahsnyder.com/gift, G-I-F-T. And then you'll join the newsletter community, which I send out a newsletter about once a month. And if you're also interested in deep diving more specifically for your personal self, I do also provide private sessions, and you can find that information on my website as well. All right, let's pull a card. Now, today I was guided to pull a card from the Archangel Power Tarot cards by Radley Valentine. And the reason I got guided to pull this is because of the message of power. And how interesting. The card I pulled is number 13, Peace. And the archangel that's working with us is Azrael. And this is what the card says. Release the past. There is a more enriching future coming. Let go and let God. And when you step into your power and you connect with the highest vibrational frequency of your soul, you are connecting with the present moment. You are connecting with who you truly are. So let's release that past, embrace the peace, and remember, you are fully supported, you are fully protected, and you are fully loved. Until next time, thank you so much for joining me today. Love and blessings.